Listening to. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions.
Hey Sarah, I've been hearing a lot about different cloud computing concepts lately, but I'm still a bit confused about some of them. Can you help me out?
Sure, John. What would you like to know?
Let's start with the basics. I know that cloud computing allows us to store data and run applications online. But what's the difference between a public cloud and a private cloud?
Great question. A public cloud is a service offered by third-party providers over the internet. It's shared among multiple users and is cost-effective, but it might not be as secure as a private cloud. On the other hand, a private cloud is dedicated to a single organization. It offers more control and security, but can be more expensive.
That makes sense. What about hybrid cloud? How does that fit into the picture?
A hybrid cloud combines both private and public clouds. It allows you to keep sensitive data in the private cloud while leveraging the public cloud for less critical tasks. It offers flexibility and scalability, which can be very beneficial.
Speaking of scalability, I heard that's important in cloud computing. Can you explain why?
Sure. Scalability is the ability to easily increase or decrease your cloud resources based on demand. For example, during peak times, you might need more processing power, and with scalability, you can add those resources without any hassle.
Got it. And what about elasticity? Is it the same thing?
They're related, but not exactly the same. Elasticity refers to the ability to automatically adjust resources dynamically based on current demands. So, if your website suddenly gets a surge in traffic, the cloud can automatically allocate more resources to handle the load.
That's really cool. I've also heard about virtualization. How does that play a role in cloud computing?
Virtualization is the technology that allows multiple virtual machines to run on a single physical server. It's the foundation of cloud computing because it enables resource sharing and efficiency.
I see. Now, what about different cloud service models like SaaS, PaaS, and IaaS? How do they differ?
SaaS, or Software as a Service, provides fully functional software applications over the internet, like Google Workspace or Microsoft Office 365. PaaS, or Platform as a Service, gives you a platform to develop and deploy applications without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. IaaS, or Infrastructure as a Service, offers virtualized computing resources over the internet, like storage and networking.
That's a lot to take in. Lastly, I heard about something called DRaaS. What is that?
DRaaS stands for Disaster Recovery as a Service. It's a cloud-based solution that helps organizations recover their data and applications quickly in case of a disaster, ensuring minimal downtime.
Thanks, Sarah. That really cleared things up for me.
No problem, John. Glad I could help.
Which cloud model combines both on-premises and third-party public cloud resources? Hybrid cloud. True or false? Elasticity and scalability are the same concepts in cloud computing. False. What technology allows multiple virtual machines to run on a single physical server? Virtualization. Which cloud service model offers fully functional software applications over the internet? SaaS. True or false? DRaaS is used for disaster recovery in cloud computing. True. Which type of cloud service model provides virtualized computing resources over the internet? IaaS. True or false? A public cloud is generally more secure than a private cloud. False.